abstract involving the treatment of lower risk MDS patients. Now, the standard of care for higher risk MDS patients is really azacitidine or decitabine. Azacitidine at least has been shown to result in an overall survival benefit in these individuals and is really considered the agent that most of us would start with in those higher risk patients with poor cytogenetics and prolonged cytopenias. What Swami Nathan and colleagues demonstrated in this study from MD Anderson is that there may be a role for hypomethylating agents in lower risk MDS. Lower risk MDS patients, typically untreated, have an overall survival of anywhere between 3.5 to 6 years. Generally, per NCCN national guidelines, we don't treat these individuals until they develop transfusion dependence or if they start to look like they're going to transform to AML with increased marrow blasts. This was actually a retrospective study that looked at 80 patients treated in MD Anderson with very short courses of hypomethylating agents, decitabine for 3 days or azacitidine for 3 to 5 days. These patients were not transfusion dependent and received multiple cycles of therapy without significant hematologic toxicity. And there were actually no deaths on this study. It was actually very well tolerated. Overall response rates were also pretty impressive, 74% in this patient population. And the authors here and in other publications have stated that there is a potential for this attenuated hypomethylating course to really alter the natural history of these this lower risk disease. Now, that would be a big change because for now, we don't really treat these individuals until they get sicker. So to start these agents earlier would be a, sort of a little bit of a paradigm shift. Now, there are some limitations with this study. This was a retrospective analysis of data that they collected on 80 patients in a single institute. They used a couple different chemotherapy regimens, and they used sort of a heterogeneous population. About 3/4 of the patient had intermediate disease. There's currently a phase 3 trial looking at the same patient population with the same regimens, so we're going to have to wait for that data result before we can truly say that this is an advance. And the thing that I'm worried about is, you know, the median overall survival for these patients hasn't been reached, but is this really going to be an advance, or maybe these patients would have just done fine with even no treatment or any kind of treatment? So I think it's really hard to know, and given the prolonged survival, I think we need to wait a little bit longer to see if that's going to change our standard of care.